This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program, popular with folks from coast to coast. Excuse me, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
It's an auspicious beginning to the hour. All right. There's that
you got
frog.
Some bad allergies? Because the allergies
no.
Were...
Well, the okay. Allergies are going crazy, but I swallowed a seed. You know, I was talking earlier about oranges and seeds and stuff. And whether good oranges don't have seeds in them, yada, yada, and that led us to a whole discussion of seeds and the origin of them. And the every once in a while, if you eat, I love oranges, and I will cut them up and sometimes miss the seed. Actually, I've never tried, though, to plant an orange tree. Have you? Have you ever tried to take actually a seed from something that you were eating and then dry it out and grow it? It's really fascinating.
Potatoes, I think, you know, when you're in science class when you're a kid. And
Beets.
I'm trying to think what else. I think you can grow an avocado tree, right, from one of the...
You can grow anything sprout,
right?
From the seed. Yeah. I taught, I'm teaching Miles how that stuff. We kind of lost a year of it, but when he comes here this summer, I'll be teaching him how things grow. So, you know, I gave him that... The old lettuce, you know, the lettuce grower that I think I gave to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he's learning how things grow. Take the seed, put it in the soil, watch it every day. It's fascinating.
Yep.
Outcomes. Maybe that's what it is. It's all about outcomes, frankly. Speaking of outcomes, the situation in Minneapolis with the trial of Derek Chauvin, Jennifer, Friday didn't look too good for him. We all know what the story is. And then over the weekend, there was a shooting because there was protesting, and the police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a crowd. Apparently, a black man was shot at a traffic stop, which created a whole nother hubbub.
Well, it wasn't just a traffic stop. He was pulled over. It was revealed that he had a warrant out for his arrest. The officer told him to stop and to submit to the arrest while they figured out what was going on, and the guy took off, and he was shot by law enforcement, and that caused chaos.
Why was he shot? Just because he took off?
You can't run from police, Doug. I think you'd be shot.
But do you shoot him? Kill him?
You do something. What are you supposed to do? What would you like him
to do? I don't think you shoot him.
Okay, what do you
do? I think you put up a roadblock. You do whatever you have to. Why would you just automatically shoot somebody because they drove away from a traffic stop?
Because typically people who run from police have something going on.
You shoot them because
training.
How do we know? It could have been a warrant. I was stopped by police once because there was an outstanding warrant against me because I hadn't served on jury duty.
And what did you do?
So they thought. I was arrested and brought to jail.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
That was
and it
right
wasn't
answer.
Appropriate then, and it's not appropriate now.
To be arrested?
It wasn't appropriate, and they realized it afterwards that they arrested me incorrectly. But even then, if I was arrested, I didn't go easily. If I had thought they were going to shoot me, I probably would have been a little more compliant. But I didn't. I wasn't happy about it, and they knew I wasn't happy about it. And afterwards, they apologized to me for false arrest. But, you know, under the circumstances, Jennifer, there's no perfection here, and there is shooting people.
The more we decide to reduce consequences on people, come to Los Angeles. You know what the storyline was this past weekend? The storyline was that a woman butchered her three children. The knife and the stabbing incidents. The cops that came upon that scene are in counseling because it was so grisly and gruesome. The stabbings in California have gone out skyrocketing.
Shoot everybody who gets stopped in the traffic.
No one is saying to shoot everybody, but submitting it. I mean, there's got to be law and order. There has to be right and wrong. If a police officer pulls you over, whether you think you're in the right or not, act respectfully, take the arrest, and sort things out.
No question about it.
So
no question about it.
You can't just incentivize people saying,
you can run, and the police
can't do anything about it, because what you're going to end up with is
what
we're seeing across the country, which is skyrocketing crime.
Isn't there some place in between you can't do anything about it and shooting a guy and killing him?
How about
isn't there
this?
Somewhere in the middle?
How about
or being pepper sprayed for driving a brand new car that you bought? You know, like the other story that we haven't talked about yet, but yeah.
And submit to the requests of the officers and let it figure out. The only time we hear these stories, for the most part, by and large, is when there is a resist case. Do not resist arrest. How simple can that be? How simple?
It's not that simple if you are a black male, because a lot of black males do the right thing and still end up dead. And that's just something that happens at the hands of the police that is a reality.
I mean, we hear about it, once or twice? How often does it happen
still
to white
inappropriate.
People? Never, obviously. I'm not saying policing is perfect, but what is a stupid response to dealing with a few cases?
I wouldn't have driven away had it been me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was not the right thing to do. But the penalty for driving away, if the guy didn't put him in a resistance, it's not the death.
Well, what should it be? Should we just let him go?
No,
put
up a traffic stop.
I told him to pull over. He had a warrant out for murder, but I can't do anything.
Well, we didn't have a warrant for murder.
Sir. Well, you don't know. That's the thing. There's a warrant out for his arrest. You don't know what it's for. So what are you going to do? You're going to let
somebody
go?
Of course they know what it's for. They knew when they arrested me, the warrant was out for me not having served on jury duty. It was in the record. They know what you're being charged with.
Did you serve on jury duty? Well, they run your plates before they pull you over.
Yes, I have, in fact. Yes. Thank you for asking. Yeah, that's why they apologize the next day, because they've had the wrong information. They had put the wrong number in for my driver's license. So anyway, here's the next part of this is the story about Caron Nazario, who's both Latino and black, filed a federal lawsuit over what court papers say was a violent traffic stop in which two officers pointed their guns at him, knocked him to the ground, pepper sprayed him, and threatened to kill him. He's an Army lieutenant, was in his uniform, driving a new SUV that
he had just purchased. Yeah.
He did, okay.
Yeah, he was literally pulling out of the dealership and had one of those temporary paper tags. So I guess in Virginia, like New Jersey, where I live, you have to have, the temporary tags from a dealership that's one thing. But typically you have to have a license plate on the front and back of the car. Some states you only need one. But I guess that was the excuse. I think that he was profiled because he was a black man in a brand new SUV with a temporary tag on it. I think he was profiled. There's no other reason why he should have been pulled over. He wasn't speeding. He didn't do anything wrong.
That's what, and this is the thing.
Driving while black is a thing.
Well, yeah. It is really not a thing. It's a thing.
It is. I have a lot of black friends who have been pulled over for absolutely no reason.
I understand. But if you really look at the amount of white people and black people killed in police custody, the number of white people is far higher than the number of black people.
But there shouldn't be anybody.
I understand that, Doug. We need to talk about the reason. But when you just say, obviously this is profiling, you have to know what was in the police officer's mind when we go through this. Because the only way to make this better in this country and to make policing better is to understand what they were doing, why they pulled the guy over, what the scenario was.
So there apparently was a study done, and I think it was in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. You and I talked about this. The number of black men driving red cars with a blonde in the car. In the car with a... It's amazing how many guys...
This is a very specific study. I mean, this doesn't sound like it's a real study.
Well, my son was the one
who
gave me the information.
Right, exactly. There you go. All right. Yeah. I think your son has a point of view in policing.
Yes, he does, frankly. And he doesn't get it necessarily from his father, but...
I think he does.
Well, maybe he does. He gets a lot of things from his father, including...
I'm just saying that anybody that is in a position
of
authority...
anarchist.
You don't like anybody in any position of authority.
Well, let's just say my experience has taught me that there is a lot of...
Tell me a person that is in authority that you like. Every time there's a new president, you think you're going to like him, and then you end up hating him.
Nah, I don't like him. I don't like the people like
him. Anytime there's someone in local politics, you don't like him.
I'm going to like our new mayor, though, in Framingham. We got a new mayor.
For about 10 minutes, Lucky.
This is your friend, right?
He's
running for mayor?
Yeah.
Right. So you're not going to like your friend as soon as he's in
office?
Yes, I will. No, he's been
in
city government. He's been in town government, city government for 38 years. Yeah, I would like him a lot.
Jen, mark the date, because a year from now, we're going to
10 minutes after his friend takes office, he's going to be...
Well, we're not really friends anymore. He didn't do what he told me he was going to do.
I will
tell
you, this guy will be my friend. Uh-huh. Under the circumstances. Write it down if you feel like you're inspired.
Tape,
put it on the ticker tape. Speaking of ticker tape, let's figure out what the info is that's coming back from Mars. and whether or not Ingenuity helicopters working or not working. That's coming up in a moment here on today's DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easy book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Hey, team, past the hour on today's DJV program. Don't forget about our download, all the trending items that are there every day. It's a fresh download of the highlights of the DJV program. For example, trending in the current download, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Florida, the focus on COVID B117. That news continues every day. Also, the question about whether people are getting tired of Dr. Fauci, that's in this. I think, well, you listen to it and you get the drift of our conversation. We also talk about the L.A. City school system giving in to teachers' demands for bonus payments. What an outrage that is. My God, that L.A. Oof. Anyway, the download every day, djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So here's this story from Mars. Look, up in the sky. It's Mars. Apparently, we're going to have to wait a while before the Ingenuity helicopter's flight takes off. Just thinking about the fact that we have a helicopter on Mars that's scheduled to fly, I guess sometime this, was it Wednesday, I think, of this week?
I think it was supposed to be Sunday, I think.
Was it? And then they put it off.
Yeah, and then they had to put it off because of, some sort of mechanical thing. But I think they seem pretty optimistic that everything's going to work out. I guess it was maybe just a slight setback. But
again, it's the rotors.
When something's flying on Mars, you can't just, do a quick service call.
No, but isn't it amazing? We can watch it. They can put it into flight mode. The timing, it only takes 2 seconds for the alert to go from here to Mars. It's just, it's almost beyond belief what can be done. But that just shows you what the mind is capable of figuring out. I think that's what the real tribute here isn't it to the singular ingenuity of this particular project, but what man has been able to figure out, not only since the Industrial Revolution, but just of survival and figuring things out. But yet we haven't been able to figure out how to get along. We've figured out all this other stuff, but we have not yet figured out. What was it Rodney King said, however
can't
many
we all
years
just
ago?
Let it go? Can't
can
we all,
we
just,
all
get along?
Just get along? Yep. Why can't we just all get along? That's the question of the day, maybe of the ages. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Get help healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. It's trending time on the DJV program. Jay is out today because of illness, and so, but she's done a lot of work heretofore so that we can see what some of the trending items are. Dr. Fauci is trending, as he seems to, he's not new to the spotlight over the last year anyway. And I thought it was interesting, ladies, how he revealed over the weekend which activities he will and will not do now that he's vaccinated. So do we pay attention to this? By the way, you know, he's been at this job since 1984. He's been in the same job since 1984. He's 80 years old. Anyway, he says indoor restaurants, as far as he's concerned, is still a no. How about with you, ladies? Yes, no?
Indoors, dining, yeah.
Outdoors?
I have not been indoor dining. I don't know. I think I'm just going to wait on, luckily with the warm weather coming, outdoor dining I'll be fine with as soon as we're vaccinated. But indoor dining, I don't know. I think I'm in New Jersey. We're just in one of the five top states right now of a surge, so I don't really think it's smart.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I wonder what he thinks about wearing masks at baseball parks.
Say that again?
I wonder what he thinks about wearing masks at baseball parks.
Because do you have to wear outdoors?
No, it's that he was just, I don't know. I just am so done. Fauci has been oversaturated in my mind. He is.
Yeah, I think he has, too.
He's over. And it's just too much. And so, you know, you have the guy who says, you have to wear masks everywhere. And then when he was throwing out the baseball last year at the Nationals game, he was sitting in the crowd with no mask on. I mean, the guy, come on. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay, Jennifer Lopez missing a ring worth $2 million. What gives with that, one would wonder? Is this a message to A-Rod?
Well, it seems to be a message to her fans and the public. She, you know, made sure that her hand was missing the ring in that photo that she posted from the new movie she's doing. It could also just be because she's filming a movie and the ring isn't part of her character, but it does seem a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I think
so,
it's over.
I don't know.
I think, you know, once you have something like that that sort of gets a crack in the armor, it doesn't go away. It eats on people as it ought to. I wouldn't trust the guy.
I wouldn't either. I mean, look, he's a strip club guy. He, his first wife was a stripper. He cheated on her with strippers. I mean, that's just what he does. Now his newest thing is it's been liking random photos of white blonde women and young
women.
Do
they have red cars?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be part of Doug's official study. But, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't trust him.
You know what I love about, one of the many things I love about Victoria is she can maintain that deadpan. When you throw something in like that, Jennifer, which is aimed at disrupting the conversation and just, you know, a giggle fest, Victoria just plots right through, just goes, she storms right on to the next thing.
I crack up with Jen all the time.
Yeah,
usually it's at your expense, but,
well,
you know.
That's true, yeah.
And then we hear, what are you laughing about? I don't get
it. Right, exactly.
So A-Rod apparently is buying a baseball team. Did you see that?
No,
he's been
not.
Trying to.
He's buying the Timberwolves.
Are the Timberwolves? Aren't they a baseball team?
What no, it's, okay, yeah. So here's the question.
Bigger
is,
ball, higher court.
Is basketball?
Yeah.
Is J-Lo involved in that? Is J-Lo involved in that transaction?
I think he's got another partner that's involved with it, with him. But yeah,
because they were trying to buy the Mets together.
Yeah.
And they were going to give everyone red cars so that they could drive their blondes around in them.
That's
exactly.
Right. Thank you. Right.
In secret.
So also trending, Matthew Perry has let the cat out of the bag, and a lot of people are excited because the Friends reunion is really happening. And
we've
his deleted Instagram.
For 7 years. Come on,
I know,
right? They finally
but
filmed
they filmed it. They put it together, but that, his tweet or whatever's on Instagram was deleted. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some people don't. I mean, it's out. Well, it's kind of silly. You get right into.
I think it's good promotion to let the cast be tweeting behind the scenes stuff. But
of course,
you know,
it is.
Maybe
it's
part of their contract.
Absolutely. Nah, I mean, that stuff never works. Come on. 28 after the hour, you know, it works.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California high school teacher was caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to classrooms full time in a video shared on Facebook.
However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job.
That's San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Puro during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Elon Musk's brain chip Neuralink company is working on technology that could improve the lives of those with paralysis. Imagine being able to control your smartphone with your mind or typing with thought instead of your fingers. Neuralink is reporting they've enabled a monkey to play a video game by thinking of its movements. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia crowned a new winner of the Green Jacket Sunday. Hideki Matsuyama became the first male Japanese golfer to win the Masters. He answered questions via a translator on topics including his inspiration for children in Japan and the upcoming Olympic Games.
Yeah, it's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching today. Hopefully in 5-10 years, when they get a little older, and hopefully some of them will be competing on the world stage. But I still have a lot of years left, so they're going to have to compete against me still. So, but I'm happy for them because hopefully that they'll be able to follow in my footsteps.
Every Masters champion receives a gold medal, and since 1993, the winner has gotten a sterling replica of the permanent Masters trophy, which depicts Augusta National's clubhouse. Harvey Weinstein has secretly been indicted on rape charges in Los Angeles, California, according to a report on Sunday. The indictment against the disgraced movie mogul was brought by an L.A. grand jury a few weeks ago. It remains under seal but is expected to be publicly revealed on Monday during an extradition hearing for 69-year-old Weinstein. Los Angeles authorities have been seeking to bring Weinstein to the Golden State to face sex crime charges there. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence for rape and criminal sex act at the Wendy Correctional Facility in New York State. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thirty-four at the hour now. On the DJV program, as we learn from one another, something worthy, valuable, we all have. If you have something to say, you can share it with us on our social media, at DJV Show, that's for sure. And so with JL, we have Jennifer and Victoria focusing a lot of the COVID news, Victoria, the hospitalizations rising among those not vaccinated, this woman in Brooklyn who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Mm-hmm. She got kind of, well, give us the story, will you?
Yeah, she
catches up.
Yeah, so she's 31 years old. Her name's Ashley Allen. She lives in Brooklyn, in New York. And she managed to make it all through 2020 without catching the virus. She said she was very careful. She never went really, she never went anywhere. She wore a mask, did all the stuff that you're supposed to do. And then when it came time to get her vaccine, she went to the Javits Center on March 10th. And they have literally round-the-clock appointments at the Javits for New Yorkers to get vaccinated. And so she got the Johnson & Johnson, the single dose, at 2 o'clock in the morning so she could avoid crowds. I mean, she really took this seriously. And so 4 weeks after her vaccination, she started like a scratchy sore throat, and it was really dry, and then she developed a dry cough, and she felt like it was just allergies. Then more days set in, and then the cough got worse, and then debilitating fatigue hit her. And she actually said she thought she had Lyme disease because the fatigue was so intense. So she went to urgent care. They gave her a coronavirus test. She came up positive. They gave her a second one, the more invasive, you know, swab up the nose, also positive.
Passed in flying colors, as it were.
In terms of having COVID, yeah. Yes, with you know, and this at this point was 4 weeks after she had been vaccinated. So that's a story locally here in New York, New Jersey that made a lot of made the rounds over the weekend. But now there's another story of a man in New Jersey, a 52-year-old man, Francisco Cosme is his name. He 5 weeks ago got his Johnson & Johnson vaccine, also at the Javits Center on March 6th. And now he's in the hospital with COVID. And so he said it started out kind of similar. He had a cough and a fever and chills and things like that. And then it got to the point where his oxygen levels had dropped and he couldn't breathe. And so then he was placed in critical care and in the hospital. His whole family now has COVID, including his mother-in-law and his wife and his kids. So, you know, and again, it's the J&J. I have not heard, it doesn't mean that it's not, that it doesn't exist, but I have not seen stories like this regarding Pfizer or Moderna. So I don't know if it's something that's just the J&J vaccine.
Not something this serious. I think that there have been
some breakthrough cases
of people getting sick.
Yeah, they call them breakthrough cases where people either are asymptomatic and they test positive after they're fully vaccinated, or they have very, very mild symptoms. But these are two really, you know, pretty serious cases, and I don't know if it's coincidence that it's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. There seems to be less known about J&J than with Pfizer or Moderna. But, I'm just kind of glad.
Doctors
I'm reading these stories, I'm glad I got Pfizer.
Yeah, I am too, I think. Doctors are using the case to remind the public that the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. There are other Jennifer, you've not had any shots, have you? Your folks have had them, but
no, my dad has not. My mom,
your father hasn't.
Got very sick. No, I don't.
No,
know
I thought your father
to.
Had. Huh? Mm. What is he not going to get them?
I think he will. He's just not in any rush. I mean, we both had it.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't think we're in a huge rush to get it.
Is there any more information on how much immunity you guys would have if you did have COVID?
It's various. You know, I've heard some doctors say that you can have immunity for up to 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I've heard other ones say it can be from 6 to 8 months.
18 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, the truth is that the vaccine's going to only guarantee giving you immunity, from what I've heard now, for 6 months. So I don't know. It just is it worth it? I'm not sure. I'm kind of in that mixed bag as well.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor that I've consulted says that, because I've read that people who get, especially women who get the vaccine after they've had COVID, have a really hard time getting it. My mom
did.
My mom was really sick for 4 days, and then that was with the first dose. The second dose, she was sick for a couple of days. So I don't know. Do I want to put myself through that? Do I need to put myself through that? The problem is that there's a lot of unknowns. And, you know.
Well, anyway, you look around and see, we're talking about Fauci being overexposed. I think that we ought not to be looking to him for the best advice. You sort of have to search in your own mind, your own heart, and figure out what you want to do about getting vaccinated, what goes with it, what goes, if you don't get it, how your life is. The cases of COVID-19, the B.1.1.7 variant, are up, more contagious in Michigan. The governor there has urged the administration to ship some more vaccine. Is that because of the surge of the B117? And if that's the case, is there any clear data that suggests that this vaccine works against the B117? I'm not sure
They have tested Pfizer and Moderna. Apparently, everything that I've seen says that it in the tests that they've done that it holds up against this variant.
Yeah.
So the real danger for people right now, especially in the upper Midwest with all these hospitalizations, it's with younger adults who are not vaccinated. So they're the ones who are in the hospitals right now. And in New Jersey, it's kind of the same thing. We've had a surge of hospitalizations, and it's for unvaccinated people.
Look at the map of where they're surging. It's really very interesting to look at it. Meanwhile, some of the states around the country expanding vaccine eligibility to include people who don't live there. This is, I guess, to get college students inoculated as much as anything else.
Right. Vaccine tourism, too.
Yeah.
That's true as well.
Are they coming here from
colleges,
others? Are they coming from international locations to get their shot here?
I haven't heard that.
I don't know. But I know people who really wanted the vaccine have been looking to see if they could travel for it because, you know, each state rolls out differently. So I've heard stories of people trying to go to Florida or trying to go here and there to try to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, there's a warning that Victoria passed along earlier, if you weren't listening, about the vaccine card scam. You want to go through that? I think it's worth another moment or two of our time, Victoria, to help people understand that the FBI is now getting in on the act. Whether you like it or you don't like it, or whether you think you should not have to have a shot, there will be repercussions if you buy one of these fake cards and it's discovered. At least that's the warning. One wonders if they can deliver on that, but it is something to be careful, right?
There are a lot of them around. I feel like a broken record, but I've been warning people for weeks, stop posting pictures of your vaccine card on social media. And this is the end result. Hackers have now replicated these cards. They have real data that they've taken from real people. So the lot numbers that are listed are real. It's a very authentic. It's like buying a really good fake driver's license. So that's where we're at now. And so 47 state attorneys general have issued letters to Twitter, Shopify, and eBay regarding these fake vaccination cards that are for sale on these platforms and are being advertised. And so essentially the FBI, like you mentioned, they are involved now. They issued a memo saying that the production, sale, or purchase, even just buying these, consider it like a fake ID. You are breaking the law. And so they're trying to crack down on this. But in the meantime, I still can't believe that I'm seeing so many people posting their vaccine cards online. There's a lot of personal information on there. People are so stupid.
I did it, but
it becomes a trend. Everybody's like, look at me. I got vaccinated.
Strange. You want to be proud of all of that stuff. Not very smart. No, that's true. All right, so here's the story. This is a viral video that's going around of this woman in Jacksonville, Florida, who's giving a finger to a shopper, and then she goes up to this woman and coughs in her face. This is the big Jacksonville mall. She was arrested and sentenced to 29 days in jail for assault. So one wonders who it is that thinks that this is the way. And I'm not even sure why she gave the woman a finger. Is that because she wasn't wearing a mask? I think maybe that might have been part of it. But
who cares about her giving the finger? I think it's the coughing in someone's face.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross and disrespectful.
Wasn't this person also
there are a lot of people giving the finger to people.
Yeah. Wasn't this person also a cancer patient, the one who got coughed in the face? I thought I saw another. If not, then it's a different
issue. The video that I'm looking at doesn't mention that.
Someone coughed in their face.
It's the video clip. It's a 40-second video clip. Somebody else in the store, obviously, has got a camera, and they take a picture of this disgusting, belligerent woman who's giving, you know, she's just not happy about, apparently, a lot of things.
Life. Yeah,
yeah,
life.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, it's described. I love the news media. It's described, giving her the finger is described as a rude gesture. And then she coughs in her face, a rude gesture. Why can't you just say giving her the finger?
If we gave 29 days in jail to everybody who gave someone the finger, jail would be more overcrowded than they are today. So let's, I mean, that's a jerky thing to do and awful. But when you get up into someone's face and cough all over them, spat
on. Come on, Jennifer. Seriously.
I almost did this weekend. Somebody ran a stop sign right in front of me and I was ticked off.
Oh,
really?
He got my hand thrown up at him, but I did not extend my middle finger.
No. How about you, Victoria? Did you ever give anybody the finger?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the finger right now.
Right.
No.
Sure.
Some guy tried to run me off the road this weekend, and he was yelling at me. It was a clear case of road rage. And road rage, when you see that, it's pretty alarming. Like, this guy had just, he had smoke coming out of his ears, fire in his eyes, and these two girls who were like teenagers standing on the street, they watched the whole thing go down, and the one girl, it's like, it was so funny. They're like both drinking their Starbucks, and she's like, "Oh my God, what a psycho." I was like, that totally sums up exactly what just happened.
Psycho.
Have you noticed, though, how mad people are on the roads?
Angry.
I feel like people are frustrated or country is mad. Yeah. Everybody's angry. Mad and ticked off.
Yep.
Nobody.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Yep, something going on in your brain, no question about that. 45 after the hour, in a moment, the new map that shows the highest paying jobs state by state. Where do you live? You want to know where your state comes in? We'll have it for you right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right. We got a map here that shows the highest paying jobs. Victoria, you have been studying this. It's pretty much doctors, right? Everywhere?
It's doctors in every state except 7 states. And the 7 states that actually do, that the other states that don't have doctors is the number one highest paying job. It's kind of interesting. In Vermont, financial managers rank the top, average salary of $112,000. In Texas, the highest paid occupation is chief executive, average salary of $239,000. In Wyoming and South Dakota, the best paying occupation is if you're a general manager or an operations manager. That ranges between $100,000 and $131,000. In Oregon, dentists make the most money. It's the only state where dentists do really, really well.
High demand.
$215,000 is the average salary. In Alaska, it pays to be an airline pilot. They make $180,000. And in California, the most money that you can make is as a psychiatrist. You average $245,000.
Big market for that.
Shrink wrap in Los Angeles. There you go.
And psychiatrists can prescribe, FYI.
And in Massachusetts, the highest paid people are selling weed. So there you go. It's all around.
Well, it's anesthesiologists, but it will be weed sellers.
Yeah, sooner or later. All right, so that's that story. Look at all the stories. We're really covering a lot of good territory today. Thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program. Who's got the Ugga Buggas? Tommy the K is normally here at this point on the DJV program. So, because people clamor for this all the time, they love it when Victoria and I do food news, I will announce as the first matter of business here that today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
I just got hungry.
Sarah Tyson Rohrer's. It's in Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook. It was first came out in 1902, and then in 1910, the croque monsieur, consisting of toasted bread, ham, and cheese, hit menus in France. 1927, Otto Frederick Rohrwedder designed a bread slicing machine, changes sandwich making forever. And then there's no mention of the Shrewsbury in here, but there should be. The National Grilled Cheese Shrewsbury is actually very delightful, much more tasty than the cheese sandwich. I had one last night with a tomato. Cut a slice of tomato, put it in. Very good with a little tomato soup. Yum. All right, so we got that taken care of. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, Victoria. Apparently there's a ketchup shortage. That's the latest victim of COVID. Not the bottle variety as much as the small, those individual packets that you get when you go to the restaurant, take out food, delivery orders, that sort of thing. Heinz will, let's see, they've got shortages at Long John Silver's and the Texas Roadhouse. Heinz confirmed that it's working to increase supplies adding manufacturing lines that will increase production by 25%. So why is there a shortage? No, not because, there were 12 billion packets of this stuff made last year. Can you imagine? 12 billion. What kind of a moneymaker must that be? Because it's only a little squirt in those packages. It's got to be very profitable.
And you know what? As we've come out of, or as we're coming out of the pandemic and quarantine, when you look at the waste that we created during this last year, that, you know, when we talk about plastic straws and you know, and the waste we've got now, we add on, we've got empty ketchup packets. I always refuse these. Whenever we get takeout, which we've been getting takeout a lot for, you know, the last year, I always refuse the ketchup packets because we don't need them, and they just end up in a landfill. They end up in the ocean. They're all over the beach here where we live. It's just, it's disgusting.
More
and then those
disposable
face masks, that's another thing. I mean, we have so much trash that we've created. No one's taking it. It's getting dumped into the ocean. It's just, oh, it's horrible. Recycling isn't happening. It's basically just a facade for them to take your recycling away at this point.
Yep.
It goes nowhere. Right, it just goes to a landfill.
What's tomato is basically tomato paste. No, not tomato. Well, tomato ketchup is from paste and vinegar, right? Isn't that basically what?
Sugar.
Maybe the sugar?
Yeah, and some spices. Right. Yeah. Heinz 57, right? Isn't it 57 spices?
Yes. Baby carrots may not be as fresh as full-sized ones. More expensive. Smaller carrots are pieces of full-sized, imperfect carrots that have been run through a green bean cutter to make them smaller. You thought that they were grown like that in the ground, right? That's like cherry. You know, you get those maraschino cherries. You all think they're cherries. They're not. It's potatoes that have been stuck in a... It's like it's beets. They put them into something and they pickle them. Same thing. What you think is not necessarily what you get. Anyway, so they have this special industrial potato peeler that smooths the rough edges on the little carrots, and that's why they are little carrots. Did you know that? Or am I telling you that for the first time, Victoria?
I did not know that.
This is a takeaway, right? This is one of today's takeaways. Right? Baby carrots are not really baby carrots. Nothing is as it seems anymore, one way or another. Feeding America people are going to be very present on this program through the weekend, especially on Wednesday. You remember last year during this same week, we focused on Feeding America, unemployment, the pandemic, all of that sort of stuff, the food banks. Last year, 50 million people needed the services of a food bank or something like that. Food insecurity, food banks up by the demand for food, up by almost 50%. And disruptions in the food supply chains, we all know about that. What went on in last March, April, and May, and then there were farmers. There were 800,000 farmers who reported doing better last year. I didn't even know we had. That's just barely the number of farmers that we have.
Well, CSAs and farm stands, rely on grocery stores to have stock, the local farmers were a saving grace for a lot of people.
They were. All right, so Feeding America, something important for us. We'll do it on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, helping people with food insecurity. We'll have that.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.